And then, all right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ocker Point Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is January 16th. It's 10:04. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Matt, as chair, you want to start?
Sure. Matthew Donaldson, Chairman.
Joseph White, Vice Chair, I think.
Yep.
Darrell Anderson, Secretary Treasurer, or something like that.
Secretary Clerk. Yep.
Secretary Clerk, thanks.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
That is everyone I show. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. We'll move on. Board, have you had a chance to review the minutes? Let me put them up for you. Do they look accurate to you?
They do to me.
Me too. Okay. I reviewed them and I didn't see anything.
Okay. Can we get a motion then to approve?
I motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from the December 11th, 2024 board meeting.
Thanks, Darrell.
I second that.
Thanks, Joe. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, now we're going to go through the fourth quarter financials, the year end. I'll stop sharing. David, let you start.
Sorry, I just lost my screen here. Give me
that's
a
all right.
Second.
I've got them if you want me to put them up.
I had opened up an additional tab. My apologies. There we go. I have it now. All right. So for Ocker Point Public Infrastructure District number one, financial statements as of December 31st, 2024.
David, could you enlarge it just a little?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. So for the balance sheet of governmental funds, we have in the general fund, the working capital fund of $187,674.03. In the debt service fund, we have a bond fund, $1,468,793 rounded. And in the surplus fund, $928,910. In the capital projects fund, we have the project fund 2024A of $6,375,935 rounded, and project fund 2024B, $1,896,272 rounded, with the COI fund of $56,003 rounded. Accounts payable consisting of $23,625. moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have interest income of $654.03. And we had budgeted $27,275. We have not had anything come in yet. I believe there may be some outstanding invoices, but we had not included those in here. Just small amounts from the December board meetings and that. If you guys would like that adjusted and updated, we can dig into that and then update that.
We'll probably have the insurance, and inside the insurance, guys, you'll know we have to do the treasurer's bond. So Christy and I'll double check on the insurance.
Okay. I think accounting may have had close to $1,000 there that we did not get included in the accrual, but we can update that if needed. And then I don't know if there's any legal or district management stuff in there.
We'll have some. I just don't know when she's going to bill it out. So,
okay. Other than that, we have the transfers from the other funds for that working capital, the $187,020. So that made this unnecessary. No developer advance. Moving on to the debt service fund. We have interest income of $6,303 rounded, transfers from the other funds for those bond proceeds, $2,391,400. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we have interest income of $15,043 rounded. Bond issuance costs of $642,647. And then the transfers to both the general fund and the debt service, $2,578,420. And the proceeds from this series of bonds, the 2024 A1s, $7,520,000. The 2024 A2 bonds, $2,039,609, and the proceeds from the 2024 B2 bonds is $1,951,000.
Wow.
So I don't know if there are any questions you guys wanted to dig in anything.
No, it looks good to me.
Okay. No other questions. I'll turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay, perfect. So, board, what we'll need then is a motion to accept the financials as given.
I motion we accept the financials as given for fourth quarter 2024.
Thanks, Daryl.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show. Do you guys have anything that you want to bring up?
I have one item, and I don't know if Mike or David, one of you might be able to help us out. If not, just tell me to go dig up the emails myself and try to figure it out. But I don't know if one of you has kind of more readily contact with UMB Bank. I think that's where these proceeds are being held.
When
we completed kind of an initial setup of the account there, they had a number of investment funds that we mm-hmm. could put the funds in. And then mm-hmm. on one of these calls, we said, hey, well, why don't we put it in the Utah PTIF account? So we had kind of handwritten on the sheet indicating that we wanted it to go into the PTIF account. UMB came back and says, hey, we can't put it in the PTIF account. We're in the process of setting it up so we can put funds in the Utah PTIF account. And then that's kind of where it stopped. And I've just realized within the last probably 48 hours, I want to make sure that those funds got put somewhere so that they are earning an appropriate level of interest and not just sitting in a, you know, in a non-interest bearing account or a low interest bearing account. Would one of you be willing to
a statement here? Let me share my screen again real quick.
So Daryl, a lot of the PIDs will put them in like a money market. And so wherever you want to put them, as long as it's approved, we can put them there. Can I just ask why you want the PTIF? Is there a particular reason?
I thought on this call we had determined we felt we would get a better or a good return there. So it's, I don't think that the board has any real affinity to any one of the things. I just want to make sure they're somewhere appropriate. And so, you know, if right. David and Michael, you look at this and say, I see there it says money market, you say, yeah, that seems appropriate. I would assume the board is comfortable with that. I just want to make sure that they're not sitting somewhere less productive than they should.
Yeah. So this one's currently in the Morgan Stanley, it looks like institutional liquidation government fund. If you look up the symbol MVRXX, it would give you more of the history. Currently, they're giving a 4.36% interest rate,
okay.
at least for this month. And I think that's really, really consistent with a lot of the other districts that we've seen.
And I would say we just feel comfortable with that and leave it there.
Well,
I'll put that fund up. But
what is the other fund? But what it was the state? What was it, Daryl?
Well, there was a list of probably six or eight we could have chosen from. The one that we were suggesting was, as PTIF is right, that's the right term, isn't it, guys?
It is public
Public Trust Investment
It's
Fund.
the Treasurer's,
Public
so
Treasury.
yeah,
The Public
Public Treasurer's
Treasury
Investment Fund.
It's basically where all the Utah government entities can shove any extra cash they have to make some higher interest on it. And so it's the one that's kind of tied with Utah State or whatever. Is that a fine way to describe it, guys?
With the Treasurer's Office, yeah. We do have a few accounts with Goldman Sachs, and that when they went through the different boards who chose that, when they went through, that gave the best return was the Goldman Sachs. But the one that David showed, it's up there in the top couple as well. So if you guys want to leave it there, if you want to move it over to the Treasurer's Investment Fund, we can do that. It's up to you guys.
The PTF had a, it looked like December of 24, it paid out at 4.67.
Yeah.
And it was 4.8 in November, 4.9 in October. And so what was our rate that we were getting?
4.36.
Was that in December, David?
Yeah, that was the December statement. Let me pull up the previous month, see what it was there. And I guess it depends on timing of when this was started.
So, Matt, based on what you just said, was PTIF higher then?
Yeah, so it was like in December, it was a 4.671. Okay. On a 100, I don't know why they have 100 and or 360 days and a 365 days. On 365, it was a 4.73. I don't know what the difference is there on the PTIF rates.
That extra day apparently makes a big difference.
Five extra days makes the difference. I don't know. So 4.73 is what I guess they're saying.
Huh.
November, it was 4.52 in this Morgan Stanley.
And it was in November here, it was 4.80 on the 360 days and 4.87 on 365 days. So it looks like it's slightly better.
Okay. You guys tell us what you want us to do and we'll do it.
If we can do the PTIF, I think we ought to do it.
We can't do the PTIF. UMB is not set up to do the PTIF yet, but I think you could go to that Morgan Stanley that Michael suggested, but the PTIF for Utah has not been set up with UMB. They're in the process of it.
They weren't trying to do that.
So what will UMB will need to do is there's a council that advises the treasurer, the state treasurer. So that council, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, the name, but the money, David, you might remember. It's the
Money Management Council.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So those guys will go through, they'll review UMB's application to get approved. And then once they get approved, so you've got to make the list in order to put money in Utah. You've got to make that list. So
a quick question, I guess, Michael, are these related also, or is this the same PTIF accounts that we were talking about for counties to transfer funds directly from their PTIF?
The counties would be part of the PTIF.
Okay, so a little more background, I guess, on that from talking with people about getting accounts, like individual PTIF accounts set up so that those counties can transfer their property taxes directly instead of sending a check. Is UMB still hasn't qualified because they don't have a physical branch within Utah? Mm-hmm. The last conversations I've had with UMB is they're in the process of an acquisition that supposedly has Utah branches, not under the name of this UMB, or I mean this other bank, but supposedly a subsidiary to them. But I did not see Utah when I looked into that, the information listed there, but they said to me that Utah was included in part of that acquisition. So it's looking like if first, I guess the acquisition needs to be approved by the federal government. And then once that's approved, it'll take another year of due diligence and processing before that is finalized. And then at that point, they believe they'll be able to have a PTIF account set up within Utah.
It'll take a full year, huh?
That's the information I got from UMB when I was asking them. So yeah, it's a little ways down the road, unfortunately. I know the district can definitely set up their own PTIF account for when property taxes start coming in, and then have the funds go to that. And then, but it's not these millions of dollars that we're looking at that we'd like to take advantage of that higher interest rate.
Yeah. So you want us to leave it? You want us to slide it over to a different account until the PTIF gets approved?
Did you have a suggestion that the Goldman Sachs might have a higher return, or do
I
you
just
think they're just
know we had two different districts that went through. They took what UMB had sent to us as options. And they went through all of them. And there it's the downtown East Streetcar, so there's 11
Yeah.
different developers. So they went through. So I'm making the assumption that they really dug
Did their
into,
diligence. Yeah.
yeah. And then Matt, I don't remember the other one off the top of my head, but there was another district that followed suit with Goldman.
Let me see where Downtown East is at with their return. They had in December 4.33%,
Oh, that's less.
so it's less. I think it may have been like more over the long term, but then just this one month may have dipped. I can look again at just
November.
October also, or November, excuse me.
And sorry to pipe up here, but I just jumped on to say hello. I'm just in between meetings and I got to run to my next one. So it was good to
Hi,
see
Matt.
everybody. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Matt.
And November was also lower by just a couple points. It was 4.48% instead of the 4.52.
All right. Then I say we keep it where it's at.
I agree. Sounds
Okay.
good.
And then this is something that is an issue for all the PIDs, so David and I will keep watching when UMB gets approved. And if that holds, we'll advise all the PIDs to scoot over to do that. Plus, it makes it a lot easier with the county treasurers being able to put it straight in and not have to do checks.
Right.
So I think from an accounting standpoint, David, you'll have to love that.
Oh
So
yeah. No more
I think that's
lost
probably the way to
checks.
go. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do checks. The last $8 million check I gave to Matt, he claimed he lost.
Yeah.
Matt, when are we going on your new yacht?
Exactly.
That's funny stuff, Daryl. All right. Anything else, guys?
Nope. Appreciate
Okay.
it.
And then Daryl and Joe, David and I have gone back and forth on emails. We'll set something up with the improvement district probably in the next couple weeks. So,
Great. It's
okay.
timing wise on that. Michael, are you okay if I get that budget to you early next week?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. I was just
Okay.
running it. We're doing 1099 deadlines right now, and then trying to get financial statements and everything also ready for. So,
Yep, that'll work. And then Daryl and Joe, I'll send it to you guys as soon as I get it and we can go through it. So,
sounds good.
okay. Last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I motion we adjourn the board meeting.
I'll second it.
Daryl, thanks, Joe. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
All right, we're adjourned. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.